Chardi Kala. You know, it's very hard to tell you about Chardi Kala because it's a, we're going to go into the definition, and one part of it's avastha. It's avastha. And that avastha has different stages when we're saying Chardi Kala. And with those several stages, it's very hard to say that when you're not there yourself. But all we can do is when we're up on stage, and whether anybody chooses to do sermons or preachings on Guru Maharaj's katha, what we do is we tell what Guru Maharaj says. And at the same time, we worry that we don't misinterpret it. We tell the stories of Gur Sikhs that have become one. Jinhen Maharaj ji ne sanjog kar chuke, meaning that they've united with Paramatma. So that, in a way, what we've done is we've preserved the past by telling you. We've celebrated Paramatma right now, and we've inspired ourselves for the future so we can become like them. And that's three stages that we need to kind of reflect on, because what's happening now in the panth is we're not preserving, we're changing. And then we're not celebrating, we're becoming skeptical, we're poking fingers. And then we're not inspiring, we're destroying. We're not inspiring, we're pushing people away. Look at it on one side, there's two parallels here. One parallel going in one direction and one in the other. And that other one is just leading to what we call Lendi Kala or Tendi Kala. And the other one's leading to Chardi Kala. So I'll say it one more time, is there's a past, present, and future. And in the past, it's our job to preserve it through telling stories of our Gur Sikh brothers that have gone before us. And now, through Kirtan and Harjas, that we celebrate Paramatma, we show our thanks, and we remember him over and over again on Gurpurbs or between Gurpurbs. We celebrate those days of Guru Maharaj ji, and then at the same time, we inspire ourselves to grow more, to progress, and at the same time, help other people come on this path. This very, very, very important aspect of Sikhi is not to try to just grow yourself. Grow yourself, and along the way, try to help other people on the path. But a lot of people bring up this argument, say that I don't even have avastha, how am I supposed to bring other people on the path? Well, that's for Maharaj ji to judge, right? We don't have a thermometer that we can stick in our mouth and say that, look, our avastha has gone to Saramkhand, or our avastha has gone to Karamkhand. We can't say that. We don't have that capability. Yes, Maharaj ji gives us nishani and Japji Sahib. With that, tonu tajarba aa sakda, meaning that you can get an idea. However, with that said, we don't have that thermometer, so how can you know that if avastha is building up and you have the capacity now, Maharaj has granted you the capacity that at least one or two people along with you can be attached on this road. And you say that, no, I don't have the avastha. What have you done now? You've let that opportunity go. So that's gone. So with that said, is that then it's just a soul road. You're looking for your own liberation and not for the whole. But all of us make up this community. And to act individually, o galni bandi, everybody acts together in order to work as a panth. But aapni panth banu ke baith jana, meaning that it's not just you striving for your best, it's you striving to help the panth, right? That's why we're going to go into the definition of Chardi Kala. Chardi Kala, chardi hundi hai, chardi, to rise. Or you can say that when you're on a ladder, you're stepping up bordia, you're climbing up a mountain. Chardi, chadai nu jana. Chadai nu meaning the going to the upper portion. And kala is a shakti, a power. Now when I say power, there's a lot of things. This is an umbrella term which will carry a lot of things underneath. Maharaji has so many different powers that people might interpret as talents, right? Some people might interpret it as talent, but there's so many powers that I can't even tell you about. that Guru Maharaj ji aap jande hai. And those people jare avastha de malik bane hai, they have become a master of that certain spiritual state, they alone can realize it. And then they're not the ones to go out and brag about it. And if they are, they're not growing any higher. Look at how it is. If you come with avastha, jime sarmad fakir si, sarmad fakir, before Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib ji had been imprisoned, and avastha de malik hai ge si, avastha de malik naal unne ki apnu dikhaya, he showed us sabr and santokh. And when a person who had been sent from Rome had come to find a person that could show and illustrate sabr and santokh, he asked around, and this is a long travel and a long journey and a long find, that he came across a jail cell of Sarmad Fakir. And when Sarmad Fakir would tell him, come back tomorrow and bring me a jal ishnan karne vaste, and bring me back a new kashara. A kashara, ishnan kita, kashara badalaya. And jal kashara badalaya, he showed him that look up, just as Guru Arjan Dev Ji had done. And he showed him how many spirits are revolving around his cell, telling him that, give me the word, you have that power now. You have that power, just tell us. And then with that, we can get you out of this cell, we can punish the other person. These kind of things. But fair vi unne sabr santokh de vich reha, sabr tolerated it, santokh stayed content with what he had. And with those two things, oh, avdi shidi prapt kar gaya si. It was with him, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, Pai Mati Das, Pai Sati Das, Pai Dayal Das. With these Gursikhs and Guru Sahib, what happened is that Aurangzeb's pishla tap, pishla pagti, oh, sab nasht ho gaya si. Sab nasht ho gaya si. And that's why the Mughal Raj khir gaya, meaning that it crumbled. So, continuing from last week to elaborate more on Chardi Kala, Chardi rising, Kala power, and as an individual, when you look at it as an individual, and what your Panji said last week is high spirits. Tika, high spirits, and what will that take you above worldly pain, situations that present pain, and at the same time, situations that present peace. You go above it. To you, you're in harmony, you're in balance. You're unaffected by these situations. Whether one might pull you towards it and one might draw you away from it, in both, you're settled and you have no fark. Whether a birth of a child or that child passing away, you're in the same. So, such as Pai Gribu, whose son who had been seen born, it was marriage time, then at the end of the marriage, he passed away. Where he was doing the ceremony rites for the marriage and asking the Gursikhs to read Anand Sahib, he also told him to read Anand Sahib at the funeral rites, because that's always at the conclusion, that he saw that he already foresaw all of this and he had prepared for both on the same day. Yet, paani de vich dakhal nahi ditta. Haga si shakti. He had that power. He had gone to the avastha. But fair vi unne sabr rakhya, he tolerated it. Imagine having the capacity, somebody picking on you, and you having weapons on yourself, and still being able to tolerate it. And you know that this person, jere kamzor vi hai, but fair vi is picking on me, you're tolerating it. That tolerance, Maharaji notes down. But odi vi had hundi hai. There's a had for that, there's a limit for that. So je koi kamzor vyakti does pick on you, tusi hath ja ke unna de muh te ni marna, sabr rakhi da hunda utthe. So chardi rising, kala power, as an individual having high spirit, being such a high spirited person that you move above worldly pain and peace. Second thing is that when people come across and you say that, how are you doing? That Sings will all automatically say, Khalsa de bol bale. So automatically they say, Chardi Kala. The Chardi Kala Guru Maharaj Ji di kirpa de naal. And now what that embodies is when you say Chardi Kala, you're actually embodying the fact that your nitname is stable, your rat is solid, and avastha is growing. Your avastha is growing, your spiritual state is growing. When I say nitname is stable, meaning that your nitname is stabilizing within your mind, I don't just mean that reading the Panjbani. I mean that tode mann de vich baithi janda shabd. The bhav in nitname da eh hunda, ki bhav a, I'm not going to make a claim with one thing, is that if you have nitname, it's not only, it's the same bani that Guru Maharaj had recited in 1699. Your panj pyare, the panj pyare recited in front of the amrit pole that tusi aap shakya to become an amritari, and to keep that amrit within you, you're keeping the five bani in the same sequence within your life, but at the same time, each of them holding a special value and a special quality that is presenting inside of you, that having that nitname stable, what you're trying to work towards is that shabd tode vich baith jave, that tode mann de vich baar baar aun lag jave, tode abhyas hon lag jave. It comes throughout the day, the teachings live with you throughout the day. And when it starts to die out, then it's time for raras. That's where you need the fuel. Fuel up from morning amrit vela all the way to raras vela, and raras vela to kirtan sola, and then you start afresh the next morning. So avastha is growing. But now if you look at it as the panth, then the khalsa panth, when somebody says that, kis tarah, how are you doing? Now you say chardi kala. Now you're not just talking about your own avastha, because these are actually tied. You're also talking as your avastha adding to the whole of the panth. You're adding, saying that not only Guru Maharaj is keeping my nitname, but my avastha is growing, and after that nitname, that ardas is being done for sarbat da pala, meaning for everybody. And within Benti Chope, that you're asking for sukh in your parivar, but parivar not just your immediate family that you call your brothers and sisters, you call towards all Amritari Panpra. It stretches out for the Khalsa Panth. You become Panth Dardi. What does Panth Dardi mean? That you feel pain when you hear about something bad happening in the Panth, or somebody not growing and having a chance to grow. And that's when you see that it's time for prachar. It's time to head out and ask Guru Maharaji for kirpa, so you can go out and spread the word of Maharaji. And him, Guru Maharaji, act through you. Then that law, that push, the drive to go and get other people on this road starts to come about. So ek passe vyakti tor te tode nitname sabit hove, complete hove, and to see aap dridh hovo rehat de vich avastha todi vaddi rahe, and fir panthak tor te khalsa panth di chardi kala, meaning power, zor, shakti vade, fir sarbat da pala hoga. So and then with this I'm going to go into the break. Chardi kala sits on stability. When we read Japji Sahib, we climb podium, we climb steps, and we make our way to Sachkhand vase nirankar. But between Sachkhand vase nirankar's podi and a slok that summarizes life as it is, Pavan Guru Pani Pita, there's one podi that stands in the midst of it, that talks about avastha. And that podi is the literal definition of how to create chardikala. Jat pahara tirj sunyar. And Maharaji says, Aaron mat. I mentioned it before as saying that mata mat, your mother being and giving you understanding, and that understanding being so solid in you, that understanding being gurmat, and that gurmat being so strong that ved hathiyar, veda, shastra, or other duje tarmak granth, je chota mare tode te, if they come and hit you and ask you to dol javo, that you sway ਤੁਸੀਂ ਡੋਲੋ ਨਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਐਰਨ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਐਨਵਲ, ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਐਨਵਲ, ਅਪੋਨ ਦਿਸ ਐਨਵਲ ਅ ਬਲੈਕ ਸਮਿਥ ਵਰਕਸ, ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂ ਵਰਕ ਔਨ, ਵਦਰ ਇਟਸ ਸ਼ਸਤਰਸ ਔਰ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਅ ਕੋਇਨ, ਰਿਗਾਰਡਲੈਸ ਵਟ ਦ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਇਜ਼, ਇਟਸ ਯੂਰ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਦੈਟਸ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਮੇਡ ਅਪੋਨ ਅ ਸੋਲਿਡ, ਸੋਲਿਡ ਪਲੈਟਫੋਰਮ, ਦੈਟ ਪਲੈਟਫੋਰਮ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਐਨ ਐਨਵਲ, ਬੀਇੰਗ ਅ ਐਰਨ. And that anvil has to be sturdy. And in order to be sturdy, you can't take any support in this life. Meri gal sunna li hai hun, the thing that I'm going to tell you is that in order to become todi mat, become stable, solid and strong, so you can build an avastha that you can say chardi kala to and live up to it, your understanding for gurmat has to be strong. In order to do that, you have to not seek out support from worldly people that are teaching you and you're paying them to teach you. Those people aren't going to give you a strong mat. That mat is still going to make you waver. That mat has to come from Guru Sahib, because Guru Sahib himself is solid like a mountain. Guru Maharaj is like a solid mountain that tusi ja ke goli chhad deo on a mountain, it will do no harm to that mountain. Try pushing that mountain, it will not move that mountain. Tusi nuksan nahi kar sakde us pahad da, especially if it's the largest mountain. And athyas de vichon, from history, the mountain that we call the largest mountain, but has been kept gupt, kept invisible through shaktiyan of bhakti, so people don't become known to it. And if you become known to it, then all of a sudden there will be disturbances from people that just want to climb to the top. That's why Sumer Parbat is one of the largest mountains in the Himalaya Parbat range. But Gupta, kisi nu disan de vich aundi nahi, it doesn't come into anybody's view. Why? Why again? On that mountain, Bhakti da Vasa. There's a lot of Bhagats doing worship of Paramatma. And onna di ichha oh bani si, when their bhakti went to a certain length, it became visible to them. And then they went to that place where they would be secluded and away from any disturbances. But now, onu appa gurbani de vich, appa japji sahib de vich vi aunda, kebri na, instead of calling it Sumer Parbat, gurbani de vich na auga mer. ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੋ ਮੇਰ ਪਰਬਤ ਸਵਾਮੀ, ਹੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ, ਯੂਰ ਮਾਈ ਸੁਮੇਰ ਪਰਬਤ, ਯੂਰ ਮਾਈ ਸੁਮੇਰ ਮਾਊਂਟਨ, ਮਾਈ ਸੁਮੇਰ ਮਾਊਂਟਨ, ਆਈ ਨੋ ਨੋ ਲਾਰਜਰ ਦੈਨ ਯੂ, ਯੂਰ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟੈਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਕੰਪੇਅਰੇਬਲ ਟੂ ਯੂ, ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੋ ਮੇਰ ਪਰਬਤ ਸਵਾਮੀ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਓਟ ਗਹੀ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਲੁੱਕ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਐਨੀਬਡੀ ਐਲਸ, ਵਟ ਆਈ ਸੀ on a spiritual road. Look, if you're not on the spiritual road, you'll not even consider how great Maharaj is. In the same way, if there's a mountain climber, he'll be the only one to appreciate the length of that mountain. He'll only keep his eyes on the biggest mountain, because that's what he wants to climb. And as you, being a spiritual pandi, or a person who's following a spiritual path, Khalsa ji, your eyes are towards the biggest. Your eyes are towards the largest, and no one comparable to him. Koi duja hai nahi. That's why we say, oh ekka. Because this category is unique. His category is him only, and nobody comparable. Oh ankar paramatma ikkiya. And onu hi appa kehne hai, tu mero mer parbat swami. So mer meaning sumer parbat. And that's why I go to you looking for your support. Ot gehi main teri. You know what children do? Children do is that if there's any trouble, they'll go and place their head into their mother's stomach, or just run up to him, grab hold of him, and they close out their vision. They close out their vision so they don't see any of the world. In a matter, they come under their mother's shade. And if there's a mountain very large, it can fit a lot of people underneath it too, under its shade. under the protection, away from the light that causes dvash, jealousy, hatred amongst people. It'll give you shade from that. And in the same way, Guru Maharaj, as our Mir Parbat Swami, Guru Maharaj, you can fit countless under your shade. Ola, ola inu kendeya, and support, and taking the shade of you, Sache Patshah, and taking your support. Khalsa ji, aap vicharo, in your life, whose support system you have. We all have a list within us. It's just a matter of emergency where that list comes out. But Guru Maharaj should be on the top. Because Guru Maharaj de agge ardaas karo, birthi ni kade hundi, jan ki ardaas. Khalsa ji, je tusi jan bano, if you have the qualities of a servant, if those qualities are still lacking, Khalsa ji, it's about carving out that servant. So when that ardaas sama comes, os vakat Maharaj ji paana tuhanu mannan sikha denge. So fir piche padhna, tu mero mer parbat swami. Oot gehi main teri. Fir padho, oot gehi main teri. Let's sing it one time. Oot gehi main teri. Oot gehi main teri. Tu mero mer parbat swami, tu mero mer parbat swami. Ot gayi main teri, ot gayi main teri. Maharaj, why have I come to you? Because you're stable. And if you give me gurmat, I become stable. And then I can take hathiyar. I can take any tools that try to shake me. I can take any tools that try to cut me in half, whether it's just the body. I can take any tools that come past the body and towards my mind. Because you're stable, and it makes me stable. Na tum dolo ho, na hum girte. Piche parna ji. Na tum dolo ho, na hum girte. Neither do you waver, nor do I fall. If you're stable and you take me upon you, you're stable, I won't fall. I have taken your support. Na tum dolo ho, na hum girte. That's why, Maharaj, when I've come to you, rakh lini har meri. You've kept me. You kept me. Whatever I had in my possessions, according to my past karms, my past lives, sanjogat karke, you've combined it, given it to me in this life, and you kept whatever I had. Whatever dignity that I had in this life, you kept it. If I didn't have it, you gave it to me. You've kept me. Oot gehi main teri, oot gehi main teri. Oot gehi main teri, oot gehi main teri. So 5 minute break, and then we're going to continue on with 6 sakhiya that will hopefully inspire you. Waheguru ji ka khalsa, waheguru ji ki fateh. So bulao dawaare fateh, akho ji waheguru ji ka khalsa, waheguru ji ki fateh. Now, when we look at kala, or kala being translation for power, ek pankti hondi Guru Maharaj ji de vich, sole kalaha sampuran phaleya anat kala hoye thakur chadeya. And then we also hear kala when we say samrat kala or sarb kala samrat. Guru Maharaj ji nu appa kehne sarb kala samrat. We're talking about our oat, our support, being somebody stable. And then when you have something stable, you're able to stand on it and grow. And when you can grow on stable ground, Khalsa ji, then you need nutrition. You need to nourish yourself. And Guru Maharaj ji, apne vaaste, avastha banon vaaste, to nourish us, is that shabd Maharaj ji apne dinde. Jis tarah hans, ਨੂੰ ਮੋਤੀ ਚੁਗਣ ਦੀ ਆਦਤ ਹੈਗੀ ਆ ਜਿਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਹੰਸ ਬਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੀਜ਼ ਮੋਤੀਆਂ ਛੱਕ ਕੇ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਅਸ ਟੀਚਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਸੇਜ਼ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾ ਦ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਯੂਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਬਿਕਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਹੰਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਤਨਾ ਰਤਨ ਪਦਾਰਥ ਬਹੁ ਸਾਗਰ ਭਰਿਆ ਰਾਮ ਆਈਵ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਦਿਸ ਲੇਕ ਆਫ ਮਾਨਸਰੋਵਰ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਮੋਤੀ ਚੁੱਗੋ ਮੋਤੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਰਤਨਸ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਜੂਅਲਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਫਿਲ ਯੂਰ ਸਟਮਕ ਔਨ ਪਰ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਵਟ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਇਜ਼ ਕੁਰਲੀਆਂ ਸੋ ਵਟ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਇਜ਼ ਵੀ ਪੁੱਟ ਇਟ ਇਨ ਆਰ ਮਾਊਥ ਕੁਰਲੀਆਂ ਕਰਕੇ ਥੁੱਕ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਮਲ ਤਾਂ ਚੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੈਟ ਲੈਵਲ ਦੈਟ ਖੁਮਾਰੀ ਨਾਮ ਕੀ ਖੁਮਾਰੀ meaning that intoxication that you will feel from Maharaj's naam, you're not going to feel it if you're doing korliya in your mouth. It's that jinnitir punche, that jinnitir tusi, you don't digest it. You don't take that flavor from each letter that Guru Maharaj has given us through that pronunciation and embedded within your heart, that unnitir tak gal ni banni. And how do you do it is with the abhyas. Abhyas lets you do that. If you take a bani, you take a shabd, you take gur mantra, you take mool mantra. Khalsa ji, when you do that abhyas, ek ek akhar tode vich tikda. And ek tikan ton, what happens is, why does it tik? Why does this like start coming inside of you? It's because your mind is becoming pure and your mind is stabilizing. Stabilizing, it's becoming solid within you and you're able to focus. Now, Pai Sahib Bhai Veer Singh has said that ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਕਲਾ ਹਾਊ ਡੂ ਆਈ ਡਿਫਾਈਨ ਇਟ ਵਨ ਅ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਆਸਕਡ ਹਿਮ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਬਲਵਾਨ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਬਲਵਾਨ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਬਲ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਸਟਰੋਂਗ ਬਲ ਬਲਵਾਨ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਕਲਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਦ ਸੁਰਤ ਬਲਵਾਨ ਦ ਯੂਰ ਸਟਰੈਂਥ ਗਰੋਜ਼ ਵਨ ਯੂਰ ਫੋਕਸ ਗਰੋਜ਼ And your focus grows by taking Maharaj's oath of Shabd, what Maharaj's offered us. And by doing that, you find out what you really are. You find out what your actual identity is. And that identity is that Mantu Jot Sroop hai. Ram ki ans. And ke ke hor pangti hai, Guru Maharaj ji ucharan kiti hai. So now, je apa dekhiye, now we look towards the one that we try to make our oath. We look towards, we see a lot of little hills and some that might look like mountains, but we see that Guru Maharaj is Sumer, meaning he's the biggest. There's nobody else greater than him. And if there is some sort of degree of greatness, they are created from this mountain himself. Now, ਇੱਕ ਮਾਇਆ ਜੀ 'ਚ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾਲ ਗੇਟ ਸ਼ੀਰੋ ਰਸਾਈਡ ਟੂ ਤਾਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਸੋਲ ਹੈ ਕਲਾ ਸੰਪੂਰਨ ਫਲਿਆ ਅਨੰਤ ਕਲਾ ਹੋਏ ਠਾਕੁਰ ਚੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਸ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੇਵ ਲੇਬਲਡ ਦੇ ਟਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਓਰਡਰ ਪੁੱਟ ਓਰਡਰ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਹੋਲੀ ਬੀਇੰਗਸ ਦੈ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਹੇਅਰ ਦੈ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਮਹਾਨ ਪੁਰਸ਼ ਹੋਵੇ some supreme person that has come, sent by Paramatma, that has been delivered by Paramatma to call, bring stability and bring dharm to people. Well, there's two that come at the top of the list when people try to organize them according to their power, their kala. And where does this power stretch from? This power stretches from the fountain. The fountain source being Paramatma. Khalsaji, the two that I'm going to bring up here is the first who comes on as second that has come before in Treta Yuga is Ramchandra. Sri Ramchandra, 14 powers that he had with him. He's considered a complete avatar. And then another one is that who tops the list in during Dwapar is Sri Krishna Avatar. He had 16 kala, 16 powers, which I'm going to mention all of them. 16 kala sampuran phalaya It's when the 16 powers arise in one, they are denoted as complete. Even though 14, they've still labeled Ramchandra as complete. And when you look at Ramchandra and you look at Krishna, they are actually the same being, which is Vishnu. It's his avatars. It's his comings. It's his incarnations. It's when he's come in different ages. But yet, he said he would not come in Kali Yuga. He said he'll come near the ending to summon in a new yoga as Nekalanka avatar. So Khalsaji, he has never said that he's going to come in this yog. He said it's too panic, it's too frightening, and hath khade kar dete, see, before Paramatma. He called to Paramatma, tusi aap aao, meri koi chalni nahi hai the. So Khalsa ji, when you look at this, the next pankti piche parna, anat kala hoye thakur chadeya. And now comes Paramatma Vaheguru. He is the master who has all the powers, and Oap distributes it to these beings. And he has all the infinite powers residing within him. And who is that? He came as Guru Nanak Dev Ji. As Guru Nanak Dev Ji to this earth. We're going to explore this a bit more and try to understand these powers so we can find out what these powers are that we say Chardi, Chardi Kala, the powers. Now, Sampuran Avatar, the which this listing, which I'll read out to you, one being Gyan, Tyan, Shubhkaram, Dedication, Sanjam, Restraint, Taram, Dan. Khalsaji, these things, you might think, well, some of us, we have it, we have this power with us. But Khalsaji, these are, like for instance, I'll give you an example where it says, let's say Taram. Six is Taram. If you have Taram within you, and you say that, oh, I have Taram, I have Taram, I have a power now. But Khalsaji, I need Taram de vich inne parpak hovo, inne solid, that Taram now passes down in a lot of lineages, where your bhakti is so strong that it's passing down one generation, the next generation, the next generation after the next generation, your bhakti just being that strong. Now, Sant Baba Gurbachan Singh is one example. His family, where his grandson is here now doing katha, and their children, now a bibi, I think it was last year I was reading in the paper that the Sara Sajaya, Singh Navi Chardikala, Sara Parvari, every individual, Amritari, kyunki ek jira si parivar de vich jidi inni bhakti si, and from one that would make tons of brahmgyani and bund it to the panth, that distributed it within the panth, that any writing they do, they dedicate it to Baba Gurbachan Singh. And so many books have come under the wing of just being students of Baba Gurbachan Singh, of finding Baba Jarnal Singh, finding Pai Amrik Singh, Baba Kartar Singh Ji, Sare Jiri Deena, Eje Maha Purushan Di, Bhakti Di Karana. So when I say Taram, that you might think that, okay, theek hai, I have this Shakti within me, that I'm one down, I got one, you know, Krishna has 16, I got one now, right? E galni. And na par pak hove, that passing down lineages. Because there is one Guru Sikh. And I'm sure you have it in your family too. Khalsaji, tusi aap socho. Before Sikhi came with Guru Nanak Dev Ji, there was Islam, there is Hinduism, there's Judaism, and Buddhism. These religions that existed, that your family, whether or not have a religion as an atheist, Khalsaji, at one point in your bloodline, going up from your dad's side or your mom's side, if you keep going up, you'll find somebody that wasn't a Gursikh. But then there was a person that either was an atheist, didn't have any belief, or had a belief, was a Muslim or a Hindu or a Christian, and they chose to change a religion. They chose to change around. And because of that, now this could be yourself too. I'm not saying that it's not you. I'm also saying that if you look back As your ancestors, somebody changed around, brought Sikhi into your home. We haven't done a great job in spreading it ourselves, but now those people changed around, and they changed around, and that's like this. If you don't know how to swim, you're holding on to a life raft, and that life raft might be sinking. And Kyle said, you still don't want to let go, and you see another life raft. You have to swim. You have to do a lot of himmat and work to go to that other life raft. And Kyle said, that's what they did. And I'm not trying to disrespect any religion by using this analogy. All I'm trying to say is that changing religions is a big thing. Changing religions is a big thing. It'll take a strong influence. And then if that person changes to another religion, I believe in my heart that person is a solid Gursikh too. They've come to the Sikhi Dharm. And they're in your family somewhere. They've been forgotten maybe. Some of us know. Some of us know them dating back to Guru Sahib's times. Some of us might be seeing after. But anyways, their kamai that they've done has led you this opportunity. Has granted, they passed on Sakya. They told you to go to the Gurdwaras. You've gone to the Gurdwaras. Your family has passed it on some way. And somehow it might have crumbled along the line, but it got up again. And now it's giving you opportunity if you become Amritari and Tusiyon Nithi Baithe. So Khalsa Ji, Eh Meh Gal Karda, if I say a power, it means that it's so strong in you, it'll pass on lineages. So Gyan, Tyan, Shubh Karm, doing good karm. Subh karma, dedication, being a Hathi Singh, not a Hathi Singh stubborn that you're saying that I'm not going to do this for so no other reason. No, I mean only spiritually speaking, that thodi rehat hove, being stubborn in terms of, you know, mera amrit vela, main inu visarna ni, I'm not shadana, eh shadana ni, mera pajan wala sama, that you being prapak. So Sanjam, restraint from bad influences, bad desires, Tarm, Daan, charity, Vidya, education, Vidya api hasil ho jani. These kind of thars that come, they already have that Brahm Gyan Avastha. Pajan, worship, Shubh Prem, true devotion, Jat Pahara, Tirj Sunyar. You work with that, if you have a wife, that's your only wife, no other. You look, and if you look at the others at the opposite gender, you respect in a family orientation, such as a brother, a brother, son, or father for the opposite gender being that a sister, mother, or daughter. So anyways, adhyatam, spirituality, which jidana riddhiya siddhiya viya jandhiya, daya taram, daya compassion, your nitname, where we've talked about it as instilling the shabd inside of you. Chaturta, meaning intelligence that helps you create an environment where you can take down the panjbali. They say that businessmen are intelligent and clever, right? But I've heard in katha that a gursikha pagat is clever. He looks for jogtiya, he looks for bidhiya to take down panj. Kaam, krodh, lo, muhankar. He sees that kaam is weak here, then he goes to sangat. And he makes sure that he keeps sangat around him at all times. He tries to keep gurbani on in the home, so his focus stays there. Bidhiya undiya. That's cleverness. Trying to outsmart maya and keeping pagti around you. So, nirmal buddhi meaning clear, focused mind. You can't shake their train of thought either. They're focused individuals. So, eh sampuran of dharmaneya. And I'm going to give you another example of dharm as being a power with tantan. Sorry, I didn't realize that. As Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, nothing's lost. I wanted you to see the picture. Eh Guru Maharaj Ji da prakash sthana. Sada sirniva Guru Maharaj Ji na jira ਪੰਜ ਪਿਆਲੇ ਪੰਜ ਪੀਰ ਛੱਟਮ ਪੀਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਗੁਰਪਾਰੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਧਾਰੇ ਆ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਸਥਾਨ ਐ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਨਮ ਸਥਾਨ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਛੇਵੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੀ ਵਡਾਲੀ ਨੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਡਿਸਟ੍ਰਿਕਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਇਟ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਬਾਰੇ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਦੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨਾਓ ਆਪ ਨਾਰਾਇਣ ਕਲਾ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਪਾਵਰ ਆਪ ਨਾਰਾਇਣ ਕਲਾ ਤਾਰ jag me parvaryo. That Apnarayan is now taken up a sixth form and has those kala. That's why we say sarva kala. We don't just say solar kala samrat. We say sarva kala samrat. Anat kala thakur hoye chadeya. That Guru Maharaj is sab shaktivan. Je sadi chardi kala hogi. Guru Maharaj, as much as a strong relationship you can form with Guru Maharaj, having satkar that Guru Maharaj the sroop edrnua, meri pethna hove Guru Maharaj, matha tekna, puri shardana that Maharaj, this is all yours. Having as close as of a relationship as you can with Guru Granth Sahib Ji, kyunki sarv kala samrat tha. If you take that samrat, you receive stability. And then with Guru Maharaj as your oat and him giving you nutrition as a child, you'll grow with a spiritual avastha. You'll grow balavan. You'll grow to be strong. With powers coming within you, and these powers are also now being used within the pant. Powers that are gaining, rising for the pant. You as an individual, a portion of this pant. You as a part of Paramatma. Khalsa Ji, now, Guru Ki Vidali, Jado Maharaj Ji ne avtar tare, Jado khabar ponchi, Sherta Sahib de vich. Sherta Sahib is not too far away from here. Guru Arjan Dev Ji nu khabar ponchi si. Guru Arjan Dev Ji ne, phir o shabd padhya, Jamya Poot Pagat Govindka. ਜੰਮਿਆ ਪੂਤ ਭਗਤ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਕਾ ਪਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਹ ਗਾਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਪੜ੍ਹੀਏ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਵਧੀ ਵੇਲ ਬਹੁ ਪੀੜੀ ਚਾਲੀ ਵੇਲ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਵਾਈਨਸ ਬਟ ਵਾਈਨਸ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਇੰਪਲਾਈਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਲੀਨੀਏਜ ਯੋਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਲੀਨੀਏਜ ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਪੀਪਲ ਫੋਕਸਡ ਔਨ ਇਨਕਰੀਸਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਲੀਨੀਏਜ ਬਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਿਊ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਸ਼ੁਰ Janam sanskar hove, vidya sanskar hove. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that there are few that have the veil to banon nu koshish kari jande hai, par dharm naal jude rehn ohdi ghat koshish hai. Baba Kirtar Singh ji's pita, when he was about to pass away, and oh Kali Singh si, and bada satkar rakhya unhone for Baba Gurbachan Singh Pindranwale, and he let Baba Kirtar Singh Ji join the Jatha. At the same time, everybody in the Parivar, a lot of brothers in the Baba Kirtar Singh Ji, Sara Parivar Amritari si. Everybody, even up to the kids. And they used to say that, Todi Vail Vadgi hon, Vail Vadgi, to Baba Kirtar Singh Ji's pita. And Tonu Pada ki jawab dinde si. You know what response he used to give? He said, Chalo Vail ta Saran di Vadhi Jandi hai. That there's a lot of families jidi veil vadi jandi hai par khushi to odo hogi jadon disuga inna de vich sikhi dharm hega khushi. I'll be happy to know that this youth, in the same manner what his father says, is that when my lineage stays within time, that's when I'll actually be happy. And the time when he was about to pass away, Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji saw it and he said that, Kirtar Singha, ja, of the pick up your belongings, go home. And oh, he started getting confused that why is Maha Vade Mahapurush kyun mainu bhejan lagya kare? Well, he said that tode pita charai karan lagya, and then he quickly rushed. He rushed and he went home. When he got home and he quickly goes by his pitaji's side, starts doing Sukhmani Sahib. And his pitaji used to see him come in and out of the house all the time. So he said to him that lagda Kirtar Singh hun mainu maar ke hatenga hun. Bhav eh hega that you're going to finish me off. It looks like that's how much your part you're doing right now. You think I'm going to pass away. Then after dinner, after langar shikaya, he was fine. What happened? A pain started. And with that pain, it disabled him so much that he had to lie down in the bed. When he lied down in bed, Baba Kirtar Singh Ji quickly got the whole family together. The little ones, his brothers, and then the family, the wives, everybody grouped around in a semicircle around the bed of his pitaji. And he set out to his pitaji in the last moments of his life. ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਵੇਲ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਵੱਧਦੀ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਉਦੋਂ ਹੋਊਗੀ, joy will come to me when I see that this veil or this vine or lineage that has grown and is stayed in time. He said, tusi aap dekh lo, chote chote khade si baba Amrik Singh and Amrit Gatra paaye upro distara sajai, other cousins all standing sare the Amrit chakya, they all standing by his bedside, and he smiled and he said, theek hai, mainu hun khushi sachi naseeb hoyi hai, I've actually experienced khushi dilo. ਮੈਂ ਸੱਚੀ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਧਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਿਹਾ, ਹੁਣ ਸੁਰਖਰੂ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਜਾਊਂਗਾ, ਆਲ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਫੇਸ. ਐਂਡ ਜਦੋਂ ਚੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ, ਹੁਣ ਹੀ ਫਾਸਟ ਹੋਏ, ਬਾਬਾ ਗੁਰਬਚਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੂ ਹੈਡ ਅਨਦਰ ਗੁਰਵੇਜ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਬਾਏ ਸਾਈਡ, ਹੀ ਕਾਲ ਦਿਮ ਆਊਟ, ਹੀ ਸੇ ਬਾਰ ਬਾਰ ਛੇਤੀ ਛੇਤੀ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕਾਲ ਦਿਮ ਆਊਟ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸ਼ੋਅਡ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਕਾਈ ਅ ਬਿਬਾਨ ਔਰ ਅ ਚੈਰੀਅਟ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਸ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਬਾਬਾ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਪਿਤਾ ਟੂ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ. He showed the other Singh, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਜੀ ਵਸਤੀ ਵਸਤਾ ਨਿਗਾਹ ਬਖਸ਼ ਦਿੱਤੀ. ਹੀ ਸ਼ੋਅਡ ਹਿਮ ਲੀਵਿੰਗ ਟੁਵਰਡਸ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ. ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ, ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਕਲਾ ਦੇਖੋ. ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਕਲਾ ਉਹ ਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਪਦੀ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਐਂਡ ਦੂਜਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਵੇ. ਸੋ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ, ਵਧੀ ਵੇਲ ਬਹੁ ਪੀੜੀ ਚਾਲੀ. ਨਾਓ ਦਿਸ ਵਾਈਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗਰੋਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਟਸ ਕੈਨ ਲਾਸਟ ਫਾਰ ਮੈਨੀ ਜਨਰੇਸ਼ਨਸ, ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਡਿਡ. It did. This veil went from Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji to Baba Gurditta Ji, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, to Guru Har Rai Sahib Ji, to Guru Har Krishna Sahib Ji, to Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Paatshah Sahib Jade. I'm talking about dharm, dharm. And Khalsa Ji, phir piche padhna, dharm kala har band bahali. Dekho, that peedi growing doesn't mean anything if it doesn't have tarm. And tarm is a shakti. And having tarm by your side, Khalsa ji, dekho, aapa udda hi nahi kya si himmat, maaf karna, daya, tarm, himmat, eh sari shaktiyan. Tarm kala har band bahali, that Guru Maharaj ji has firmly established tarm within this family, the Sodhi Bans. The Sodhi Bans, and now this dharm is not only going to stay in the family, it's going to spread it. That's how strong it is in this family. Kyunki Paramatma hi aap hi hai vich parivar de vich. So now, this dharm, if phailna, it's going to spread itself, and look where it's made itself. Today I found out there's a gurdwara in Panama. I don't even know where Panama is. Well, anyways, I know it's somewhere in South America, but dekho kime Maharaj ji da parivar vadhi janda. Ida paave sare Guru Nanak naam leva. You probably heard this. Kathiya vaach keh dende jithe jithe Guru Nanak naam leva hove. Guru Nanak naam, da dekh Maharaj ji da naam, Nanak. It's been used by all the Guru Patshah. And it's countlessly recited in Guru Granth Sahib ji. But do we know the meaning behind that? Well, we try to understand. And that's what we're going to try to go through so we can understand. And what I was mentioning to you before, appa sare itthe baith ke paramhans banna. Hans kona? Hans is a bird. It's always been depicted as being very similar to a swan. A swan. But that's just to give you a little picture within your head. It lives on top of a mansarovar. And piche parna ji. Ujal moti chugahe hans. ਫਿਰ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ, ਉਜਲ ਮੋਤੀ ਚੂਗਹਿ ਹੰਸ. ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਸੈਡ ਅ ਸਵਾਨ, ਬਟ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਹੰਸ. ਅ ਹੰਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਟਾਈਪ ਆਫ ਬਰਡ ਦੈਟ ਫੀਡਸ ਔਨ ਜੂਲਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਸਰੋਵਰ ਨੇਮਡ ਮਾਨਸਰੋਵਰ. ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਇਹਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਕੀ ਆ, ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਰਿਲੇਟ ਇਟ ਟੂ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਨ? ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਨ, ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ, ਸਰਬ ਕਲਾ ਜਗਦੀਸੈ ਅੰਸ. Guru Maharaj ji kende ya tonu vidhi baksh ditti, and Maharaj ji is getting you to understand what chardi kala is. Chardi kala ohua Guru Maharaj ji nu ot le lena, kyunki Maharaj ji adola, then you're not dolan wale, you become stable inside. Na Maharaj ji dolde ya na hum girte, right? So sarb kala, Maharaj ji has all the powers, all the powers. And when you've turned to him as an oat, Jagdise Ants, you'll realize to see what your true identity is, what reality is, and what fake is. What is falsehood and what is reality? Jagdise, Jagata Ishwar. The world's master is Prakash, Marji Jyot Srupa. And that Jyot Srup, an ants, a part of it, is you. Every one of us sitting, every one of us moving. And all of us that sit here, we've forgotten. And once we've forgotten, we've drifted away. We let our, all we do, look, it wasn't, when we are created in this world, when we were created in this world, we are never made to look at ourselves in the mirror. But there is no sense of a mirror when the world was created, when people were created. It's always looking towards the outside. It was not until Guru Maharaj came to let you know that those are there for you to function in this world, but not for you to strive for desires or satisfaction through those sensory organs. All of us, what we know is through touch, through smell, through taste, through vision, through hearing. Nainu, Naktu, Sravnu, Raspat, Indri, Kehna, Manna, but it's Adi Mandeni. And these sensory organs don't obey us. But Guru Maharaji, no Ot Lelo. And what is that moti? That's Shabd. Ratna Ratan Padarth Bahu Sagar Parayaram. Guru Granth Sahib Ji is that Mansarovar. And Jado Maharaji, we're sitting in Sangat, we're sitting in that Mansarovar because Guru Maharaji Di Bani hai, jede tusi dekh sakde hai, pad sakde hai, kirtan de har jas sun sakde hai. And khas ji Mansarovar te vich baith ke, jadon tuhada dhyan balwan hoga, when you're attention becomes more focused, unlike some people right now laughing and some people not paying attention. Those on the opposite, those that are paying attention, they're focusing. And no matter how long this program goes on, their focus will stay because their attention is becoming balwan. And when they realize their attention now should be focusing inside, and as the simran grows inside, it can still focus as that Gurbani is outside and being recited, they'll realize that inside what they're doing is they're creating Amrit Ras. And that Amrit Ras is what they're feeding off now, just like a hans, just like this similar type of bird as a swan, that it feeds on motiyan, jewels, that a Gursikh feeds on shabds. Akhand kirtan tin pojan chura. So that becomes this pojan. It becomes this langar. So sarab kala jagdise ans piche padho ek bar. Anand aave sarab kala jagdise ans. So in this manner, khalsa ji, tusi samjho. Apa oh hans banna, apa oh moti chogni hai, oh moti ki hai gur shabd. Guru Shabd Naal Sada Tyan Balwan Hoga, and by taking Mayaji as our oat, Chardikala Hogi, and the Chardikala is going to add on to this panth. Japji Sahib Dich Ehi Dasya Sanu, and Koi Ethe Bethani Jere Japji Sahib Shad Nakare, a majority of you will do it. Shad, there is a few. And Khalsaji, you know, the funny thing is that first thing we teach is Japji Sahib. That's not the funny thing. The funny thing is that once it's taught, people don't realize how great it is. How great it is. It's the one bani that people can fill up 81 tracks of just trying to translate it. It's the one bani that you can find TK and TK and TK. And just like Yani Sant Singh Maskeen says, he said that everyone is right in their place. Meaning that they've seen something with their avastha. It's the one bani that as your avastha vi vadugi, that hor arth tonu ode vich hi disna. Darpan ne aayi, tonu ek roop disna, that you're going deeper and deeper. Darpan meaning mirror. Just like a mirror, you're going to see something inside of you that you haven't seen before. And then it will reflect the same podia. It will reflect the same podia that you read. As you go on the path, you'll realize all the powers of listening. We talk about it. Surnaya, and then we go through four podiyan. Manna, we realize all the powers of manna. And then the power of actually practicing, you become Panch Pravan. Those powers. And then you start seeing that as you go through the world, it describes all the different Rajoguni, Mafkarna, Satoguni. We talk about Satoguni, then we talk about Tamoguni, Asankh Murkh, and then Asankh Nav, that we talk about how many Rajoguni, and then we talk about Karm De Matabak, and the Papa that we, if we take Appe Bij, Appe Hi Khao, we move through these Podiya, learning about life, and Brahm Gyan Maharaj is giving us, and then we come to the Khands. There's one Khand that we say, Karm Khand Ki Bani Jor. Piche Parna Aaya Tha, Tunu Kanthi Hoga. Karm Khand Ki Bani Jor. Khalsa Ji, Karm. Karm doesn't mean action here. Persian language shares the Karm word with the Sanskrit language. In the Sanskrit language, Karm means action. And we say action as, you know, you do something and then you reap the action that you've sown. Right? Appi bij, appi ikha, utatha. So, when we look at Karm in the Persian language, it means bakshish. Bakshish, meaning blessing. Khand means portion, part. It's the part of your avastha that you reach where you'll be given a lot of blessings. And right away, when we start this bodhi, we hear bani jor. That your bani vak siddhi milugi tuanu. Vak siddhi, vak means whatever words come out of your mouth. Bani means whatever words that come out of your mouth. That jor, it'll carry weight. It'll carry strength. Not only that, a second translation of this is, your bani will carry so much strength, jor, it'll attach other people with Guru Maharaj Ji. When you get to this avastha, not only you will have anything that comes out of your mouth will become true, it'll also be at that stage, Khalsa Ji, when you'll be able to attach other people. Like Pai Paro, and look at his name. His nickname is Paramhans. Pai Paro Ji was coming. He was given a kodi. A kodi from Guru Amar Das Ji that tusi bahut buzurg hoge. And aap vi Maharaj Ji bird bahut ha, Guru Amar Das Ji. He said that tusi aap de pindo, e kodi de upar baith jaya karo. And when that kodi comes, it will make its way. You won't have to touch it. But just say, Satnam Vaheguru Kodi Appi Chal Jaya Guru Ji. Paramhans, Pai Paro Ji, Buzurg, Kodi de upar chadde si. And when that kodi would start walking, and one time an obstacle came on its path, and it was ants. There's ants all across the ground. Khalsa Ji, when you go to India, you'll realize insects. Especially when it rains, you'll see insects. You'll see insects in different forms and different sizes. They're not afraid of crawling up your leg. So anyways, these insects that I'm talking about are ants here now. The ants are crawling on the ground. And now Pai Paroji on his horse says to the Koda, now the Koda Sujvana, meaning that he has a vasta itself, Guru da Koda. And that Koda stops. Kyunki Guru Maharaj Ji de ghar de vich ahinsa ne, killing innocent beings. Guru Maharaj Ji, we do not believe in the killing of innocent beings. And especially those kind of beings, that if you try to lift your foot on top of an ant will try to move out of the way, knowing its life is at stake. So now that Koda stops right at the edge of a swarm of ants that are on the ground. And he sees no avail. He sees no other route that he can take. He says to the Koda in its ear, Pai Paroji leans over, goes to the Koda's ear, and he says, Dekha, dekho, that Guru de ghar ta jarur jana. Mera chit, ajya, main reh nahi sakda Guru Maharaj Ji de darshan to bagair. That my mind is such that I cannot live without seeing the Guru Sahib. Now you're the Guru's Kora and this is your seva. Maharaj Ji gave you this seva. You find a way. The Koda closed its eyes and moved back and started walking and it started floating over the ground. I'm not going to say flying because flying would be escalating into the air. It started floating but it would still walk. Khalsa ji, tusi tark karoge. You might say that this can't happen. But Guru Nanak Dev Ji, when he came to the edge where Ramchandra had built a bridge to Sri Lanka when he went to defeat Ravan, and Pai Mardana says, I don't see that bridge, Guru Maharaj Ji. A bridge is destroyed now. And Guru Maharaj Ji says, don't worry, Pai Mardana, we're going to cross anyways. Pai Mardana is like, no, we're not. We're not going to cross over water. I'm not going to cross over water. He says, trust Paramatma. And he said that, Meri gal manyo, hukum de mutabak chalna, Guru Maharaj Ji de naam japna. And when he saw, Maharaj Ji started walking on top of the water. But ithe aste vich likhya aaye nahi si that he's stepping on the water. He stayed at least one git, one hand length above the water. In the same way, the Koda was walking on top of the ants. And when one Muslim fakir saw this, he thought this is Allah himself, God himself, and he says that Khuda da vaasta tusi darshan de jo is fakir nu. Bas inna kya, koda utra aya, had already passed the ants, had come down. And what does his Gursikh do? His Gursikh says, he said, dekho, dhyan rakhi, and muh sambhal ke bolni, main khuda nahi. I'm not God himself, but I can lead you towards him. Bani jor, bani naal dujiyan nu jodi jande, avasta si eh. That he was attaching other people. Ek hor tonu udaharan deva, Japji sahib de tike de vichu milugi tonu, pai godadiya avasta da malak. Jadon pai Adam, there's this one Gursikh, I don't want you to get lost in names, but I have to go through the names that show satkar to these Gursikhs. Pai Adam age si, bazurg ho gaye si, his wife couldn't have a child. They had done seva for Gursikh Sangat during Guru Ram Das Ji's time. Maharaj Ji said, dekho, I was going to have one more child and I'm going to give that child to you. But you have to name him Pagtu. So in that family, Pai Adam Ji was very old and his wife got pregnant and they had a child. A child named, they named, rightfully so, what Guru Maharaj Ji had said through his hukam nama, as Pagtu. Pagtu no rakh ditta si. Pagtu, the putra hoya, Pai Gaura. Pai Gaura de ghar de vich, jithe Pai Pagtu da dera si, where his home was, became a dera. Guru Maharaj Ji prakash kar lende si, and at the same time, sangat aa jandi si. So, they used to need a lot of sevadars to make prashada pani to serve all the sevadars. Now, ki aje hege si, jinnan nu nokri de tor te rakhya si. As we do it now in Gurdwaras, some people are paid to stay there. And in the same way, they used to have some dasis, that people that were paid to stay there. And then there's some Gursikhs, if they found time, aap aap de sharda naal seva kar lende si. And there's one Gursikh named Pai Godadiya. Pai Godadiya ja ke seva karda si. He was doing seva at Pai Pagtu's dera under the supervision of Pai Gaura. Now Pai Gaura ne dekhya, dasi nami rakhi si, and galtiyan banai jandi si. Unne ja ke gaalan kaddiyan. He started swearing at the woman. And Pai Godadiya, jere naam jap jap ke charkhi pisi janda si. That the flour grinder that I discussed before with the singhniya di shidiya, the same flour grinder, he had been grinding and enough bani da jap karda si, ikki paath Japji sahib de net aake karda honda si. 21 parts of Japji sahib at the dera and seva karke atta, man, I would even call it atta, I would call it amrit. Amrit banake jaake prashada pakonde honde si. Khalsa ji, ਅਜਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਅਜਿਹਾ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਇੱਕੀਆਂ ਪਾਠ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਆਟਾ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਲਈ ਨਾ ਬਟ ਵਨ ਹੀ ਸਾ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖੋਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਸੱਚ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਈ ਅਜਿਹੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਨਾ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਲਓ ਆਪਦੇ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਈ ਹੈਗੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਆਈ ਵੋਂਟ ਐਕਸਕਲੂਡ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਵਨ ਆਈ ਡੂ ਟਾਕ ਅਪ ਹੀਅਰ ਐਸ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਅ ਮਿਰਰ I'm telling myself this, that some of us sit here, some of us talk from this stage, and we use language that doesn't befit a Sikh. Within a week, we listen to a language, we think of a language within our head, and sometimes it creeps out of our mouth. But it doesn't befit a Sikh. And in the same way, Pai Gaura, well, look at the consequence that's going to happen to him. He swore at that dasi that was doing her job, but she made a mistake. He swore at her, called her nikammi, that she doesn't know how to work. After swearing words that I would never share with you on this stage, by Goldery I heard, it disrupted his part. Ek paas se part di bigan pegi. And the other side, he didn't like what he was calling that dasi. He said, look what you're saying. Bada aap falya hoya, like you know everything. When he said falya hoya, falya means that you're very full of yourself. When he said you're very full of yourself, bas inna hi kya si. And who are you? You're so full of yourself to yell at a bichari dasi that makes one simple mistake that can be corrected. He said that. Karam khande ki bani jor. He has so much power. Within those words, his pet phalan lag gaya. I'm not kidding you. His stomach started coming out. It was indigestion. Problem came out like this. And it caused so much pain. Within seconds, he was screaming out in pain. And he knew right away, coming from a family of Satkaryo Gursik such as Pai Pagtu, that main ki galti kar baitha. What kind of mistake have I made? So he right away crawled up to Pai Godriya, who's still doing seva. Maaf kar dena. Maaf kar dena. He says, mainu maafi mangda. Maafi ode mure mang. Why are you asking for forgiveness? When he went and asked forgiveness, when he went and found the Dasi girl that was doing seva, he asked for apology. After that apology, pet theek ho gaya si. Khasi dekho. Karam khand ki bani jor. There's a lot of examples with his life by Godardiya. So, kehnda paav ehega, Japji sahib, eji pramukh bani hai. Sade Guru Granth Sahib ji de vich, sade nitnem de vich, sade amrit ceremony de vich, khalsa ji, ede vich hi avastha ban jandi hai. Ede vich chardi kala ban jandi hai. And where does chardi or a similar word come in Japji Sahib? And it tells us the story of how to become chardi kala or rise in power. Rise in power. But not ichcha for power, that power leading you to Paramatma, where that power is originating. If you are walking towards Paramatma, you're getting close to the fountain. If you're getting close to a fountain, you know if that fountain is springing up, water the shitita paniya, and the shitte are going to come on your clothes. You go to Queen Elizabeth Park, there's a huge fountain display in front of Bloedel Conservatory. As you get closer to the fountain, water shitte are going to come across you. That fountain is Mayaji. Those shitte are those powers that start coming across you. The closer you get, the more powers you realize, but not your powers. Those are Guru Mayaji's powers. E Mayaji di shaktiyan. So khalsa ji tusi hun sa piche ucharan karna. Lakh lakh geda aakhiya hai. Eko naam jagdees. It's very fitting when a pangti aayi si pehla, sarb kala jagdeese ans. Jagdees, ek naam jagdees. Ena un chote cheta puleo. Naam kiya, naam gurbani hai, naam mool mantra, naam gur mantra. Khasa ji, naam hi hai sara roop. And jado hai kida, lakh lakh geda akhiya hai. Saas grass. With every breath coming out and going in, you don't forget Paramatma. Chintan karna, chinta ni karna. Chintan meaning remembering Paramatma, but not getting lost in worry. When you do chinta and you worry all the time, eventually disease does come across you. Your immune system goes down, things come onto your body, or stress is that disease itself that people try to diagnose and take pills for. But Khalsa ji, to see, Jay, if you replace that chinta with chintan of Guru Maharaj ji, what happens is that then where one side worries will make you the disease that you're worried about, the other side, remembering God, will make you the very form of Paramatma. You'll realize the very form of Paramatma. So when we say lakhla geda akhiye, is becoming Paramatma, realizing Paramatma inside of us, and that's who you're reciting. Khalsa ji, he's your maker, he's your father, he's your mother, he's every sibling, he's all around you. And everything he's done, making sure every rosy or sustenance is provided for you, everything's taken care of. You don't have to go a day where you have to worry about food. Every day you come and you never appreciate the fact that food is placed in front of you, but your stomach never has to go grumbling. Food will always be there in your lunch kit or when you come home, freshly prepared for you, some of you, or you might have to make it yourself. But food is not a problem. Guru Maharaj is providing it. But appreciation's not there. Appreciation's not there. So if you want to go up these podia, if you want to go up the podia to Chardikala, Khalsaji, remember this, that luck, meaning that over and over, a geda, meaning just like a Ferris wheel or just like a cycle, over and over again, keep doing a Byas of Bani, of Japji Sahib, of Guru Mantra, Vaheguru, of Mool Mantra. Khalsaji, what will happen is that Pramatma's Naam, of Pramatma, recite that, nothing else. Don't take anything else worldly and start reciting it. It won't do you any justice. Et rahe pat pavadiya. Rahe pat means that patida rah, meaning that Pramatma or your husband's road. That what happens is you find the path, along this path to your husband Pramatma, we climb these steps, pat pavadiya, pavadiya meaning podiya, ladder, and chadiye hoye ikis, that we go and become one with him. Ikis meaning ek ho jane Pramatma na. Chadke. Ehi vidhi hai. Hor kiri vidhi hai. Surround yourself with Pramatma's Naam. Pramatma's Naam being Guru Maharaj's Sroop, being Pramatma's Kirtan, Maharaj's Vichar, it's going to come around you and Khalsa ji Chardi Kalata hogi. Now, there's another Sakhi came into Das's head. Just see what a... There's another Sakhi that came to Das's head. Is that one was by Godariya. And one is by Gadiya. Now, by Gadiya, Guru Sheve Pasha da Guru Sikho. And today we talked about Tan Tan Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Sache Pasha. Ek by Gadiya hoya. And now this Guru Sikh, Naam Bij Santok Suhaga Rakh Garibi Ves. Garibi Ves hi rakhda si. Simple chola. And what had happened over time, the same jode that he had been wearing had become broken. Now, he had done a lot of prachar in Kashmir, but while traveling, he was in a place called Gujarat. And at one spot, he had gone past that avastha, karam khand ki bani jor. He had a lot of jor, a lot of power within his word, and he could unite a lot of people. He had changed a lot of Muslim veers into the Sikhira. There is this one, Mia Dola. His name was one Muslim Fakir. This one Muslim Fakir, Mia Sahib, kende hunde si onu. Now this one Muslim Fakir came across his path and he was amazed. He was wonderstruck by this Gursikh. He's bewildered by how magnificent and the spiritual fragrance that he receives just by being in his presence. Being in the presence. Khalsa, you'll feel it too. Around a Gursikh in Saniya, Paisa Pai Daljeet Singh, Kathya Vachik, he said this. He said, Ke Mahapurush Kole Jandeya, Je Changi Pavna Hove, you'll find your mind becomes stable. It won't move, because their mind is stable. Well, on the other side, Je Pavna Ni Theek, obviously your mind's not going to be stable. You've already come into a Mahapurush's Sangat by coming with the Tark Birti, meaning that you're already skeptical before you came into that person's presence. Well, if you come with Sharda Pavana, with Gursikhs, Sarana Pyarana, Tusi Vicharonge, that you'll find that KK make your mind stable. Well, that mind stability is caused because their mind is stable. And they're passing on their fragrance just like a sandalwood gives its fragrance to other plants around it. A sandalwood, even while being cut down by an axe, gives fragrance to the axe. Khalsa ji, tusi dekh lo. Even if it's a person, look, Guru Ditta Parpunja si na, he was the one pouring sand on Guru Arjan Dev ji. But later on, he's the one who's slaying down Chandu, who's responsible for everything. Even while performing one of the rites on the Shahidi of Guru Arjan Dev ji, he was the one who would avenge Guru Arjan Dev ji. Just like cutting down a sandalwood, but a sandalwood still gives fragrance even to the axe that it cuts down. as something to think about. So, Pai Gadia in Gujarat, with this one Muslim fakir who had a lot of followers himself, they all changed around. And they were lingering to any word that Pai Gadia would say. Khalsa ji, there's some Gursikhs that unna de bachan bhi eh jiya that you just want to write it down. Theek hai, vichar hi hai gurbani di, but likhna chahunde hai tusi that any word that come across these kind of Gursikhs. And bada paropkar hoga if these kind of Gursikhs wrote it down in books already. So, Pai Gadia was the type where they're noting and lingering on every word. Kyunki karam khand ki bani jor, that power was in his words. And it was uniting them with Paramatma. They were seeing Paramatma inside of him. So with every word filled with fragrance, and as this was going on, they were accompanied by Gadia one time. And this Muslim fakir saw that he wanted by Gadia to walk before him. Oh Mahapurusha, he said that, tusi Mahapurusha, tusi agge taro. And jithe jithe, wherever by Gadia is placing his foot, is catching the Muslim fakir's eyes. It catches his eyes, and he looks at his jorde and he says, why is a Gursikh of Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji, aje fateve jorde paeve ya? Je Mahar ji, sache paatshah, Guru Har Gobind Sahib nu, sache paatshah kende, he's the true king, that he can't give any wealth to his Gursikhs, that he can't pass on koi tandolat ni gur sikhan nu ditti, that they unne de kapde phate ve hai, that because of that shoe that's broken, wind is flying and making his chola dirty. A simple ji saadi ji distara, he's a very simple looking person. Well, Khalsa ji, you know what he did? As he was walking, Pai Gadia already got transmitted that tark, that skeptical view of the Muslim. And he saw that it wasn't a shot at him. It was a shot at Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. So what did he do? He asked for permission. Antar birti hoke, he asked for permission that Guru Maharaj Ji, allow me to show my power here. Not for the sake of myself, but to unite these group with you. Well, what happened? As Pai Gadia had done that ardas, that Muslim fakir's eyes still set on his shoes, because this happened within a matter of seconds, that he sees now every time Pai Gadia is placing his foot forward and then rubbing it and pushing it back and dust is flying more, he sees right underneath Pai Gadia's foot, it's gold. Not only gold, it's encrusted with jewels. He first rubs his eyes, and he doesn't pay attention for the step that has gone behind him. He looks forward at Pai Gadia again, and as he sees that the next footstep, all of them, underneath, there's a tarti of gold. And as they push it aside, they see it's gold, but when they go forward to see if there's any gold on the tarti that he hasn't stepped on, He sees that there is no gold above him, before him, but behind him, everything's turned to gold. Wherever he has stepped. And now he asks, Pai Gadia ji, ruk jao, jara thero, just stop for a moment. Explain to this. We have no way of making sense of this. Explain to me how you're wearing some broken sandals. And explain to me, wherever those sandals step, it's becoming gold. And yet you can't wear proper shoes. He said to him what Guru Maharaj Ji had said, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and I've already recited before you. Naam bij santok suhaga rakh garibi ves. I've kept this garibi ves for a purpose. This garibi ves of looking like this, Khalsa ji, of this simple bana, not with any luxuries or jewelry, nothing. I've kept it so all these powers stay hidden. So they're not lost. I need to grow in this avastha. I need to grow in this avastha to get become one with Paramatma. I don't need to lose them so people start praising me. I want to unite them with Paramatma. I want them to walk right beside me. I want them to rock right beside me. Where they wouldn't go before him, when this started happening, they were jumping before him. At one side, he had got one person to go before him. At one side, he had shown the power of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Sache Patshah, and he is the true king. A wealth that he can change the whole dharti into gold. He can change rivers and make them full with honey or milk. Guru Maharaj is Samratha. Samrat, what does that mean? He's all capable. Why? Sarbakala. He has all the powers within his being. One of those powers is Chandi. What I've talked about in the past classes is that Maharaj's Shakti that he's placed us into the lap of. So ek bari fair uchayan karo and gahan chaliye. Lakh lakh geda akhiye hai. Ek naam Jagadish. Et rai, this marg, right? Et rai pat pavadiya. Chadiye hoye kis. ਉਹ ਆਪ ਤੁਰਦਾ ਸੀ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਇਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਰੋ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਲਾਓ ਖਾਸ ਜੀ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਹੋਊਗਾ ਮਾਈਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਸਟੇਜ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰ ਵਿਦ ਯੋਰ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਅਨਫ ਗੋਸਿਪ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਗੋਸਿਪ ਵਾਈ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਐਡ ਮੋਰ ਅਨਫ ਟਾਕ ਆਫ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਦਿਸ ਮੈਗਜ਼ੀਨਸ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਇਟ ਵਾਈ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਇਟ ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਅਨਫ ਟਾਕ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਅਨਫ ਟਾਕ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ If you spread this, he'll catch his sight. And then, nadro nadar nihal kar denge Maharaj ji tonu. So, while climbing on this path, you'll fall. And when you fall, Guru Maharaj ji says this. So, piche ucharan karna, agaha ku ਤਰਾਗ ਪਿੱਛਾ ਫੇਰ ਨ ਮੋਹ ਡਰਾ ਮੋਹ ਡਰਾ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਯੋਰ ਸ਼ੋਲਡਰ ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੇਅਰ ਬਟ ਦੈਟ ਡੋਂਟ ਟਰਨ ਯੋਰ ਸ਼ੋਲਡਰ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਵਟ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਐਂਡ ਡਨ ਓ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਦਿਸ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਨੀਡ ਜਸਟ ਕੀਪ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫੋਰਵਰਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਮੇਡ ਅ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਚਾਂਸ ਟੂ ਕਰੈਕਟ ਇਟ ਕੀਪ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫੋਰਵਰਡ If you've fallen a little bit, well, Bhai Parminder Singh used to say that if you fall in a avastha, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Why? Then listen to a Gursikh. Bhai Parminder Singh was a Brahmgyani, and I'm going to explain to you what he said. Pay close attention. If you've been climbing this pahad to get to Paramatma, this mountain of avastha, and you fall, you roll down. It's easier to come down than go up. You come down, yes, you'll roll. But as soon as you stop, it's easier the second time around to get where you were. You've already done the hard work to pave out the path. You know how to get there. So don't worry about the past. Find out where your foot, place your feet down, and start walking again. Keep walking. Don't worry about the past. And this is what Maharaji says, look ahead. Don't turn around. And this is very vital. This is very vital. When you're trying to walk on this path of Charadikala. Now, Khalsa Ji. Now, we read, we'll never bow our head after Ardas until we say the next two Panktiyas. You've already saw the flash of it. And what are they? Pichisarnu Charan Karna, Nanak Naam Charadikala. That's why Khalsa Ji, Das was in Gurdwara, Nabha Sahib. And Manu, chalo tusi da sare jaande changi tarah padnu, kaiyan di santhya vi layi hai, utthe eh ji buzurg si, they didn't know how to say paana, kaiyan nu pata nahi si paana si, ja baana, tera baana sarbat da pala, aay kahi jaande si, but they're louder than you. So I'll give him that. Their prem was louder. If I say to you to say some pankti that you already know, you should say that. Theek hai, I got an opportunity to ask. Garj pendi si. Garj. Garj, you understand what garj means? It's like a roar of the sangat. And yes, I heard at least four vyaktiyan right around me mistakenly pronouncing it wrong. But phir bhi pyar si utthe. And Guru Maharaj ji pyar de pukhe hai. So piche parna, Nanak naam. Sara pardeo, Nanak naam, chardi kalam. So Khalsa ji itthe pardhe aapa, Nanak naam, chardi kalam. Now, ਇਹ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਪਰ ਕਈ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਨਾਨਕ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਇਹ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਹੱਕਾ ਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੋ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਇਹਦਾ ਅਰਥ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਨਕ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਨਕ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਨਾਨਕ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵੈਰੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਆਫ ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਕਲਾ ਇਟਸ ਹਿਡਨ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਲੈਟਸ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਇਟ On the morning after Guru Maharaj's avatar, Guru Nanak Dev Ji pargat ho gaye. Khushiyan talwandi, Raipoi ki talwandi de vich. And then in Raipoi ki talwandi, the next morning, there's a servant that comes to Baba Kalyan Chand and he says, go run and get Pandit Hardayal Singh. Maaf karna, Pandit Hardayal Das. Singh likha gaya muh. Pandit Hardayal Das. So the Dasi goes, and it was early in the morning, so he's doing his nitname. A bhakti karda. She came, he stopped her. He said that whatever it is, it can wait. She said that it'll come quickly. That Pai Kalyan Chand has had a balak. He has had a child. And you have to see this child. Pandit Hardayal Das, something spoke inside of him. He said that, theek hai, but just wait, let me finish my bhajan. He finished his bhajan, accompanied her, and then he came. And Baba Kalyan Chand is so happy. That day, and no khosh si. And that day is coming up now. Maharaji's avatar, Gurparv. Khalsa ji, and no khosh hoke. He goes, Pandit ji, bodh kripa ki ti tusi ithe darshan vakshe. Now, idi janam patri tiyar karo, birth certificate. Their birth certificate was different. It used to note down all the stars, what signs they had on their hands, what time it was, everything. I don't know, somewhere along the lines in India, there's a loss where they stopped doing birth certificates. Now, a lot of grandparents, like my grandparents, didn't know when they were born. They had to make it up when they came here. But back then, they did still do it. And they used to call them. And they called Pandit Ji. And bada sharda se Pandit Vich. He came. And he asked, well, who was the midwife? And doctors didn't deliver it. It was midwives that delivered it. Dola Daisi. Dolna Dai, that's her name. Dai is, that's midwife. Dolna was her name. And they brought her, and he questioned her. He started asking what time was Maharaj's avatar, what chins does he have. She said that she's still in like awe. The whole birth process, everything after, she's in awe. She just looked at him straight. He said that I've delivered a lot of children, but never have I seen a baby coming out smiling and laughing. Guru Maharaj came out in such a unique way. And today, wherever I look, I see his face. It's glowing everywhere. I saw his face at birth and it's still in my head. She is so wonderstruck and he's amazed at what description she's giving. She explains the time. And he looks out at the stars and he's like, this can't be right. It must be Brahma, Vishnu, or some huge devta that has taken come down on the earth because that they normally are known to come down. Little does he know it's Pramatma himself. It's God himself that's come. So now he goes and he says, bring the child to me. His curiosity has grown so much. And he says to him, hold out his hands. He read lines. Back then, they had the Vidya and they knew. Nowadays, Pakhandiyan Ferdeya. And he actually read it out. And he said, on one side, it says that there will be a wisp or a chor always on his head. Always on his head. And one side, so much wealth will come to him, yet he'll keep none for himself. So much wealth that I can't even say he'll be a Raja. Yes, he's a Raja for us, Khalsa Ji. But he won't be the typical worldly Raja that as a miser, collects his wealth and rules. No, he's just going to distribute it. And he reads this, and he's in awe. And Pandit Baba Kalyan Chand's like, have you named him? Have you named him yet? He says, no, I'm going to have to deliberate over this. Give me some time, please. He buys some time. How much time? 13 days. It took him 13 days to come up with the one name that changed our lives. The one name that will change our lives. Das was started thinking, and I started thinking that, no, well, Bibi Nanaki was named, has Nanak in there too. Well, what about that name? Well, Bibi Nanaki was raised in her Nanaki. That's why they called her Nanaki. She was raised there, she was born there, raised there, and as she was raised there, the name is Nanaki, Nanaki, Janam Laya, and Nanaki No Pa Gaya. But when he came with the name, look, it's all befitting. Where Maharaji's Gyan, his Bhakti is always given a female name. Nanak, Nanaki. When Krishan saw Draupadi, he didn't call her Draupadi. He called her Krishni. Unu kehnde sa female name. Where Pramatma, Aap Bhagavata, Pramatma, he names his Shakti Bhagavati. Theek hai? So, in the same way, it was his Bhagat, it was Guru Nanak Dev Ji's first Bhagat. His first Bhagat was Bibi Nanaki. And that's why Nanak and Nanaki, it's the same way, but it took a different route of naming her. And Pandit Hardayal Ji, after 13 days, came back and he says, I have a name. I have a name. I thought of it for a long time. I meditated on it. And this is the name, Nanak. Baba Kalyan Chand said, Nanak? I don't want that name. I don't want that name. He turned it back, rejected it right away. So it sounds like half Muslim, half Hindu. I don't want it. So he turned it back, but he says, please, please, don't be quick to judge. Let me explain to you what it means. And Khalsa Ji, listen. Nanak, when you split it up, there's three letters in there. And a fourth Gupt one, a Gupt one. When we say Kakka, we'll say Ak. Ak. Nanak. There's an Ada somewhere in there, but it's Gupt. So when you get three letters, then the fourth one shows up. So Nanna, Nanna, Nanna Mukta, Nanna Mukta, Kakka Mukta, but before the Kakka, you hear ak sound, Nanak. So, Ada we'll put in there, and then you see a Na, which represents Nar, Nar meaning man, and another name for man is Purakh, but Purakh also means complete, complete. And when you see, now if we say Paramatma is our husband, oh Nari ban gaya, right? So then you see na ak, the two last letters, nana and kakka. And what are those two letters? One represents na ak. Ak means pain, worries. And when you say na ak, means no worries, no pain. And well, how do you describe joy? You have to go to the opposite. You say there's joy, bliss, and then there's pain. And when you don't have pain, that's bliss. When you don't have worries, that's bliss. And in the same way, na'ak means anand. Sada anand. Anandi anand. Guru Maharaji. Anandi achardikala. Guru Maharaji, now the one complete Vaheguru, this is the translation, Khalsaji, memorize it. The one complete Vaheguru, for every time Nanak comes in, Guru Granth Sahib Ji, memorize it. The one complete Vaheguru, who is the state of true bliss, is the only one who can pass it on to others. Who can pass on to others the same bliss. That's how it's supposed to read. Who can pass it on. And that's what we've been saying all the time. That dujjanu vi jodo. So when we say Nanak Naam, one translation of that is the very name of Nanak is Chardi Kala. You translate this, that's the translation of Chardikala. A person who goes into a state of bliss that can pass it on to others. Khalsaji, what else is that power for? To pass it on and bring other people and dujjanu vi jodna. One last story in this samapti. Next week, we'll go over this pankti and go over Nishan Sahib. What a Nishan Sahib. Nishan Sahib, this is a Hemkund Sahib. And Khalsaji, I want to show you one other photo. This is a Nishan Sahib in the middle of a stone, in the middle of a river. You ever seen that before? No? Well, this is where Amrit Vela, Guru Gobind Singh used to do Simran. sitting on this rock in the middle of a river in Mandi. Mandi up in Himachal Parbat, meaning Himachal Pradesh. And we'll talk about next week what a Nishan Sahib is. Every little thing, what Baba Jarnail Singh Pindranwala describes as what a Nishan Sahib is. You'll be blown away. You'll be blown away. But I'm going to leave you with one last story. And that story is this, that your Chardikla being a contribution to the Panth. Pay attention. Baba Sham Singh Hoya, his father is Baba Nihal Singh. Baba Nihal Singh Atari. Khalsa Ji, pay attention. Very crucial story. You realize of how much love he had for the Panth. Before Maharaja Ranjit Singh was known as Sardar Ranjit Singh. He wasn't a Raja yet. But he was on the verge. He was uniting people. Had so much love in him. And when his missile, his group, and Baba Nihal Singh's missile group came across each other, he said that, Sardar Ranjit Singh, mera tere na bo pyara. I have so much love for you. I don't care if we're from different missiles. You're my friend. You're my mitra. You're my brother. He said that. And he didn't know. Sardar Ranjit Singh didn't know. Maharaja Ranjit Singh didn't know that what his word, how much power, how much strength it carries. Pay attention, Khalsa Ji. One time somebody tried to break their friendship apart. And it was men underneath Baba Nihal Singh. What did they do? They went to the stable of Maharaja Ranjit Singh, Baba Nihal Singh's men that he didn't know, went to Maharaja Ranjit Singh's stable, took horses, stole them, and brought it into the stable of Baba Nihal Singh. Maharaja Ranjit Singh was informed. He was informed, and as he was informed, he went and approached Sardar Nihal Singh, Baba Nihal Singh, and he said to him, ਮੈਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਘੋੜੇ ਚੋਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਲੈ ਗਏ ਇਹ ਮਿੱਤਰਤਾ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ He said, what? ਘੋੜੇ have come into our stable? He never questioned his friend. He never questioned him. What did he do? He went to the stable. ਅਜੇ ਦੱਸ ਦਿਓ, you can take any horse or you can take the whole stable. ਇਹ ਜੀ ਮਿੱਤਰਤਾ ਸੀ. He was willing to give everything he owned to his friend. He was willing. And he's like, this is a kind of friend I've needed my whole life. So he kept this kind of friend. Well, one time, when Maharaja Ranjit Singh was coming from Lahore to Amritsar, there was a village. He stopped at the village, made an encampment, and he was enlisting 6 soldiers into his missile. He was making the Khalsa Panth grow. Khalsa Ji fell ill. He became diseased, and he was the only one uniting. No matter what they say about Maharaja Ranjit Singh, he only did one karm in his life. He united. He never broke people apart. He united. And that's the biggest pun in the Gurukar. Uniting him with the Guru. He united him in the Panth. The Panth was coming together. And this is only after 1708 when the Panth had gone in different directions. He was uniting everybody. And he fell ill. And his disease grew so rapidly. Rapidly, that he was near death now, at a young age. He's lying on his bed. When news reached Baba Nihal Singh Atari, that Baba Sardar Ranjit Singh, Tode Mitra, is lying behosh, unconscious, on his bed, and he's clinging to the last breaths of his life. Baba Nihal Singh rushed. He went alone. And as he went, there's some people guarding the door. They let him in. They recognized him. He came in. He stood at the bed, and the bed wasn't against the wall. It was sitting in the center of the room. He stood at the end of the bed. He took his azuria, he put it in his hands, and started doing irdas. Hey Kalgidar Patsha, hey Sache Patsha, Guru Grieb Nawaz, Todi Khalsa Panth Chardia Kalade Vich Siede Agwai Het. Under his guidance, our Panth is growing, rising in power. Chardi kala de vichya. Guru Maharaj ji, jinni mere kole ayu rendi hai na, that how much ever life I have left, give it to him. I don't need it. He will do good for our Panth. He did this ardas, and then he did a parakarma around him, meaning that I give my life to you. He matha taked, he went home. Next thing you know, Maharaja Ranjit Singh, starts to get better. And he says, I have himmat, I want to do ishnan. Jado ishnan ki to rog vi sara dur ho gaya. Kyunki parde vi hunne hain. Kar ishnan simar prab apna man tan pe aroga. Maharaj ji da naam liya, sara rog dur ho gaya. And as that rog went away, a sevadar came running in. He said, your friend, Baba Neha Singh has passed away. Khalsa ji, dekho eh je mitr si. And at his funeral, he cried at a friend that he lost, that he couldn't enjoy his friendship any longer. That this is the kind of friend I wanted. He grabbed his son, Baba Sham Singh, who would become Shaheed later on. And he says, you're my lieutenant of my forge. If you have any blood of your father, you'll be a great soldier. And he was. And we'll talk about him one day. So Khalsa ji, inne kende pulcho khima karni, eh chardi kala, according to jo das nu Maharaj ji ne buddhi vakshi, I just wanted to go on the same trail that we left last week, and we'll follow on the same trail next week as we open up and go to Meeri Peeri de Divis. This week, sire nu, lakh lakh vadai hove bandi chhod divis, that's coming up this week. It will fall in the week, and then on Saturday, we'll talk about Meeri Peeri de Divis. We'll talk about all that, and then we'll go into the Gurta Gaddi of Guru Granth Sahib Ji in the following week, and we're coming to Guru Maharaj Ji's Gurpub. These are the programs. The last thing is that the program will be on the 20th. It'll be up to 12 o'clock, and we'll talk about the avtar of all that happened right leading up to Guru Maharaj Ji's avtar. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa. Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh Paudi Hai Achyote Par Brahm. हे पूर्ण हे सर्व मैं हे संगी हे निरंकार हे गोविंद हे गुण निदान हे अपरंपर हर हरे हे संत के सदा संग हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे नाम दान हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे नाम दान नानक दीजे नाम दान Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.